I'm afraid that the devolution agenda is just one of the casualties of Brexit, as the government's attention is diverted from so many issues needing action. And the irony is the reality that whilst claiming Brexit will restore power to this country, the process of devolving power from London to the economic powerhouses of our country has ground to a halt.
I'm Michael Heseltine, and I'm here to take part in the devolution debate in the International Festival of Business in Liverpool. In fact, Liverpool was the birth of much of the devolution agenda ideas that I've been working on one way or another for the rest of my political life. I came to this city when it was in a fairly difficult state in 1979. And the resulting riots that came in 1981 brought me into an even closer relationship with the city. And what I found then is that everybody blamed everybody, but no one was prepared to do anything about it. So I realized that the lack of leadership was a fundamental criticism. Of course, that led on over the years to the idea that you should have direct elected mayors.
I urge the newly elected mayors to see themselves as champions of the devolution process. The reality is that the process will in any case be judged by their achievements. Do not think for one minute that Whitehall is your friend. And even the local members of Parliament, when you think about it, they are elected locally, but where is their future? Their future is up the party ladders of preferment. The whipping system. Look, old boy, you're just about to be promoted. Look, old boy, this is where the best interest of your party lies. Up the ladder of ministerial promotion on a London-based career structure. That is a centralist process. And what we're trying to create, and we've heard it here today, and it's wildly exciting, are men and women who say, no, my loyalty is here now to them, and I'm not going to budge.
Do you see any parallels with what is happening at the moment, or what led up to Brexit?
Well, I think what happened with Brexit is that in 2008, we had the collapse of the economic assumptions that had been present most of the post-war world. People's living standards have been broadly frozen since then. And throw immigration into the mix and you've got the Brexit agenda. And it's not about Britain. President Trump was elected on the same agenda, you know, the wall with Mexico and all that, Le Pen in France, the problems in Germany, in Holland, Eastern Europe. It's the same agenda. Europe became a convenient whipping boy. You know, if you can have a foreigner to blame, that's very good. The fact is we were, at the time of the referendum, one of the fastest growing economies in Europe. We're now the slowest.
If anything positive could come out of Brexit then regarding devolution, are there possibilities there?
Well, nothing positive is going to come out of Brexit. Britain is taking a stepping stone down from the corridors of power. And there is no good news, and all the sort of indications of opportunity are qualified by the lost opportunities of giving up our place in the single biggest market we've got. But you say to me, do we need devolution? We've needed devolution over the past few decades. We need it just as much after Brexit as before it.
One that wasn't mentioned is the administration of employment. I cannot begin to understand how central government can think through its branch offices. It has more sensitivity, a better understanding of how to create jobs and manage those in transition from job to job than the people on the ground who represent both the employers and the public sector. Secondly, I have mentioned educational standards. This is, to me, the biggest single challenge facing our country in a competitive world, and the mayors should become involved in it. Thirdly, the skills budget should be devolved to the conurbation authorities. They represent the local employers. They know the opportunities that are there to be filled. They are the people who are close enough to take decisions.
It does feel that the sort of the fire, the momentum behind devolution has ebbed away from the current government.
Yes, but I don't think that's percolated out into the public awareness yet. that's what's happening inside Whitehall. The ministerial enthusiasm has died. And but here on the ground, you're seeing the benefits of, first of all, the economy that was growing, and it's slowing now, but the benefits are there, everywhere to be seen. And the initiative of people like Joe Anderson, for example, in as mayor of Liverpool, they are beginning to develop. It'll take years for the effects of Brexit to show through. As the investment slows, it's already slowing, but the effect on jobs hasn't yet come through. I mean, we've lost our place as the top of inward investment in Europe.
Don't be afraid to become controversial national figures. You'll either succeed in doing that or you won't succeed.
And finally, I suppose, can you foresee yourself heading back into government at any stage in the future?
No, I don't think so. At 85 years of age, there's a limit.